Everyone, Julian King with you in the chair for Jimmy Smith this week. And next, great to have you along on 1170 SEN Sydney, 1620 on the Goldie and via the SEN app. Love for you to join in on the program today. My open line number 1300 01 1170, and the text line 0457 736 736. We have a busy Wednesday ahead. Joining me on the show, a couple of Wednesday regulars, Adrian Pashenko from the Sydney Morning Herald will be along with the latest NRL news. Jared Condon from Reading the Play will run the rule over round 16 of the NRL. And now Peter Hicku will join me shortly on the program. Really looking forward to this chat. Hasn't he been a savvy recruit for the Cowboys? And I might pick his brain to see what the secret is for their success in season 2022, when most people had them, myself included, in the bottom three. He'll be along in about half an hour's time, and Adam Collins will be here as well to preview the first test between Sri Lanka and Australia in Gaul. Now, team list released yesterday. Luke Brooks has been named. Make of that what you will. I also read today that Benji's been called in to help him. And I thought Webby hit the nail on the head this morning when he said, well, Brooks should probably be able to self-correct, given that he's not a rookie. He's had 10 years in the competition. Anyway, good luck to him. Good luck to the Tigers. It's a tough outing taking on the Warriors. Their first home game in over 1,000 days coming up this weekend. So best of luck to Luke Brooks and best of luck to our man, Noddy Kamali, and the Tigers, and maybe Benji can get the best out of him. Looking forward to seeing what Latrell can do. The new uber-fit slimline Mitchell ready to aid South Sydney's fortunes. And if he has a blind up, are you picking him in Origin? Another man who's going to aid South's fortunes is hooker Damien Cook. Now, Fox Sports has reported that he's now, Cookie, chasing a three-year extension that'll keep him at the club until the end of 2026. Now, he's 31 years of age, Damien Cook, contracted until the end of next season. And so what are you seeing? Is that you're seeing him in a similar showdown to the one that Adam Reynolds faced with the Bunnies last year? Do you remember that? The hoo-ha, and South's faithful are still filthy about it, refusing to budge and offering just a one-year extension. So I said, right, Brisbane are giving me 3 years, bye-bye. And the rest is history. He's resurrected Brisbane. They're in fifth place. They're the 2020 Wooden Spooners. He's helped the club surge up the ladder. And so people have gone so far as to call what happened, or the handling of the Reynolds situation, as the biggest recruitment blunder, or one of, in recent memory. Benji Marshall then chimed in, who played for the Bunnies last year, said the club can't afford to make the same mistake with Cook. So Cookie's got 18 months left on a five-year deal. It's worth $4.5 million, and he does want to finish his career at Redfern, understandably. He's played every game for New South Wales since 2018, four appearances for Australia. I want to know what happened to this rule, written or unwritten, that Souths don't sign over 30s to more than one-year deals. Well, it went out of the window with Mark Nicholls. What happened to that? Is it a thing? Was it ever a thing? Is it still a thing? So it's going to be very interesting to see what they do with Damien Cook. Forget about the age. He's 31. He is super fit. He used to be a beach sprinter, apparently, Damien Cook. And I know they rate the backup rake in Peter Mamazelis as well. A lot of outs for Melbourne. I know Munster's been named. I'd be surprised if he plays. Harry Grant's been named, but it was mail earlier this week that he wasn't going to play. So we'll wait and see what happens before kickoff tomorrow night at Brookie. And Kafusi's out as well. I spoke to Dylan Walker yesterday. They'd have to see themselves, if those three gentlemen in particular are out, Manly would have to see themselves as a real chance. Now, Jake T, Daly Cherry Evans have both been named after Origin. And this news this morning, all over the news, you would have heard it, is that the Roosters have reportedly signed former Warriors prop Matt Lodge following his exit from the New Zealand club in May. So according to the Daily Telegraph, he's 27 now, Matt Lodge. He's going to receive around $100,000 for the final 6 to 8 weeks of the season. So they just need a boost at the moment, the tricolours, hoping that they'll add some firepower into their middles. In the first half of 22, by their lofty standards, has been underwhelming. So he played the first 8 games of the year for the Warriors, Matt Lodge, and said, you know what, I'm out. Had a deal, a payout. God knows how he got a payout when he didn't want to play. And he's returned to live in Sydney's northern beaches. There was a rumour floating around that the Eels were interested in acquiring his services. A little hesitant, though. Now, the NRL has ruled on his notational salary cap value of about $20,000 a game. So Ronald Volkman's left, Freddie Lussick's gone, and the Roosters now are said to have the cap space available to take on Lodge following that Warriors exit. So they're going to line up against the Panthers Friday night. I don't think Lodge is going to play. You know, a lot of people are up in arms about this, so the text line's been in full swing this morning. I don't care. I don't care. I know Michelle Bishop said on Breakfast there are a few cultural issues there. People are questioning the signing. If he finds a home and the Roosters are happy to have him, he's happy to go there. Well, good luck to him. Good luck to the Roosters. You make your bed, you line it. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, well, you suck it up. You own that decision. 0457 736 736. It's never a dull moment when Nick Kyrgios takes the court. So I went to bed last night. I'm lying in bed. It's probably about 12:30. I'm looking. I said, five sets, are you serious? I didn't feel like going back out to the lounge room. So I'm just tracking it online. I couldn't go to sleep. And then he's up 5-2 in the fifth. And oh, you should close it out now. I couldn't get to sleep. I'll just check to see if he's won. It's 5-all. So he can't. He just can't. And following social media, they're all blowing up about his antics. But anyway, he got through just. Kyrgios booked his place in the second round of Wimbledon. True to style, he just did so in really drama-filled scenes, even spat, appallingly, in the direction of fans. So he beat British wildcard Paul Jubb in five sets. 3-6, 6-1, 7-5, 6-7, 7-5. But throughout the course of the match, in typical Kyrgios fashion, bristled at the chair umpire. He took the exception to an apparent complaint made by a line judge. Now, we don't know what the lineswoman said, but then she made her way to the chair umpire to complain about something Kyrgios had said to her. And on top of that, Nick has claimed that he was disrespected by the crowd for booing him. Look, I'll be the first to admit that crowds can go overboard. But that was the criticism levelled at Kyrgios and Kokkinakis during the Australian Open on that amazing doubles run. It seems he was fine with raucousness and partisanship there. So he can't have it both ways, Nick. It was almost as though Nick forgot that he was playing a Brit. He says, oh, they came to see Nick Kyrgios and my opponent. No, I think they came to see him, Nick. Probably a bit of both. But understandably, they cheer the hometown player. It's pretty simple when you boil it down. If the situation was reversed and this was an Australian Open fixture, you can guarantee the crowd behaviour would have been the same or worse, but in Nick's favour. And he just does my head in. I like Nick, and when you think he's turning a corner, so, you know, is Nick Kyrgios likeable again? He just does stupid stuff. Unnecessary stuff. We saw his heart, didn't we, when it came to the bushfires. He spoke plenty of common sense in and around COVID about the recklessness of Novak and others going out partying. Sometimes I love him, sometimes I just cringe. The problem Kyrgios has, he just got to get out of his own way. He's abundantly talented. He's beaten pretty much every player on the planet. But he can't regulate his emotions sufficiently enough to ever go deep in these big tournaments. And well done to Jubb. I mean, he played unbelievably well. But Nick should have cleaned up when he's up 2-1. And he'd play a hell of a lot freer if he got rid of that massive chip on his shoulder. Nick, the world is not out to get you, mate. It's not out to get you. And if he is a self-proclaimed entertainer, I'd like to see him entertain me for more than two or three rounds each Grand Slam tournament, because I hate wasted talent. Hate it. Because we would give our left arm to have half the amount of ability he has and make a living out of professional sport. As for spitting, well, at least he owned up to it, but it is foul behaviour and should never happen again. Just looking at some of the other Aussies, Zoe Hives went down to fifth seed Maria Sakkari. Daria Saville, I was hoping that she might give this a shake. She lost in three to Victoria Tomova. Comfortable win for Demonor over Delia. Now, Isla Tomljanovic, she was impressive. And we thought she was a chance. She had a good run at Wimbledon last year, if you remember. She's dispatched the 18th seed Jill Teichman and done it in straight sets. And when she's on, she's a serious tennis player, Isla. Sadly, their losses for Alexi Popper and Astra Sharma and Jamie Fawless. Wins, though, to Jordan Thompson and a good win, too, to Jason Kubler. Just looking at some of the other big names, Rafa, he is through. Rafa's through after a four-set win over Argentinian Francisco Cerundolo. Now, the thing about it is he's probably now the main competitor to Novak. So Novak, red-hot favourite. But we brought the news yesterday that Marin Cilic has ruled out of the tournament due to COVID. Now it's lost its second favourite, Matteo Berrettini, who was in scintillating grass court form. So now with Berrettini out, you've got Djokovic and then Nadal and then the rest. There is just no competition on grass for Novak at the moment, so it is his to lose. Well, what about this? Speaking of grass court champions, seven-time champion Serena Williams gone. Bundled out, as we say in tennis parlance. That's her second straight Wimbledon first-round exit. She was stunned by the French debutante. Well done to her, too. Harmony Tan. There's one to tell the grandkids. Centre court epic last night. Now, it was a year after the American retired injured from, I guess, what many thought might be her last match at SW19, and her return was eagerly anticipated. Tan, 115th ranked, 7-5, 1-6. So you've dropped the second, 6-1. You think people will think, oh, Serena will just bring it home here. And then third set tiebreaker winning 10-7. Huge. Congratulations. I think she's done, Serena. I think she's done. I know she desperately, desperately wanted Margaret Court's record of 24. She won't get it. She won't get it. 0457 736 736. Happy to get your thoughts on Kyrgios this afternoon. Hey, we got some cricket this arvo as well. And the word is that the leggy Mitch Swepson is going to get a reprieve, as Dan Bredig is reporting in the Herald. He's now got the chance to emulate the breakout performance of Shane Keith Warne in Sri Lanka 30 years ago. So the Aussies were going to vault John Holland into the 11, but you see the pictures? He can't bowl. He's got a red raw spinning figure. His finger's stuffed. Dutchie Holland. Do you remember, if you're old enough to remember 92, Warne scooped 3-0 in Colombo to help Border side conjure an unlikely finish and set up a series win. And that was a breakthrough for Warne. And Border said to him, so, mate, we believe in you. We know you can bowl. Once you get a few, you'll never look back. And that's exactly what happened. And much as Warne had back then, Swepson enters the series having played two test matches without making the desired impact. They tried him at Sri Lanka. Affected by long spells for Australia away, he was called up in place of Agar. And that's now paved the way for him to make a return to the test side. But it is exciting. You know the affection that this country has for leg spinners. Love leg spinners. We're meant to have this production line of leg spinning talent after Shane Warne. The problem is that none of them are as good. And Pat Cummins, as good captains do, spring to his defence, Mitch Swepson. He said the numbers suggest that there won't be as much reverse in Pakistan. And he said, Swepo, Lino, it's the Aussie way, just chuck an O at the end of it. He said, Swepson bowled better in Pakistan than his figures would suggest. Now, I just on the captain too. It's his 42nd test match, Pat Cummins. He is on 197 test wickets. So he's three shy of 200. Now, if he gets to 200 test wickets, so you'd imagine he can get three poles in this match. That means he's reached 200 wickets rather, and the same number of tests as Shane Warne, as Murali, as Alan Donald, and Malcolm Marshall. And that's pretty decent company. All of them all-time greats, and Cummins is already one of the great fast bowlers in test match history. Now, Maxwell or Head, that's a selection dilemma. It was all depending on Travis Head's fitness. We'll wait and see. Bharat Sundaresan spoke to Matty White this morning, thinks that Travis Head should be right to play. And he's across all things South Australian cricketers, Bharat. I hope Swepson gets a bag full. Big series to for Khawaja as well. He got owned last time there, but his form, as you know, since his test recall, has been sublime. Now, the beautiful thing about it, and this is why SEN is your destination, your home of sport, catch all the action live on the app from 2 p.m. Or if you don't have the app, and you should have the app, then tune in to 11:70 Sydney, 16:20 in the Gold Coast, 8 p.m. tonight. And you can catch all the action from the first test and Gaul. 0457 736 736. All right, I want to talk about this today. I don't know if you caught Missile this morning with Jimmy, and he was very heartfelt. I'll play it for you a bit later, actually, what he had to say about. Do you remember 2012? And they got dusted, the 4x100 men's relay team in the pool. Gold, hot gold medal favourites. And then the Stilnox saga came out, and he was unfairly blamed for the whole thing. He was sort of seen as the figurehead of it, James Magnusson. And then in the 100-metre final, his favourite, he got pipped at the post. He got pipped on the wall by Nathan Adrian by 1/100th of a second. Like, margins don't come any smaller than that. 1/100th of a second. He gets himself a silver. And he's very gracious about it, James Magnusson. So today, this is what I want to hear from you. This is what I want to get out of you. Your suggestions. We're going for silver. We're going for silver. Runners-up and memorable seconds, silver medals, anything like that. Runners-up in sport. The ones that maybe hurt you, you thought you were going to win, oh so close. Or maybe it was a surprise second place. You're happy with it. 0457 736 736. Get your nominations coming in. That open line number as well. 1300 01 1170. Now, I've got $100 cash to give away, thanks to our good mate Tristan, for the best contributor on the call line or the text line. Memorable second places, runners-up in sport. silver medals, maybe. I gave the example. We spoke about it this morning. James Magnussen in London won 1/100 of a second. Charles said, Golden State Warriors 2016 lost to the Cavs. They had it in the bag that series. And for the Tigers fans, 89, Benny hits a crossbar. There's a painful second place. I'll nominate my Dragons, 99, painful second place, 14-0 at halftime. That stings. Manly fans, 1997. 100 bucks cash up for grabs. What about somebody like, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily runners-up in a competition. Those that have been sort of sitting second behind somebody else, like Stewie McGill. 0457 736 736, the text line number. And don't forget, we'll do Sounds of the Game with Coach K in the final hour. You've got yourself a chance to win a Makita prize back. Notable seconds and runners-up in sport today. Hit me on the text line, 0457 736 736. Your chance to win 100 bucks cash. Julian King in the chair for Jimmy Smith on SEN Afternoons. Great to have your company.